complaints led to fewer deliveries of its best-selling plane. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 274 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a recording of Symphony Nova Scotia, conducted by one Boris Brat, and a charming tune by Victor Herbert called Moonbeams, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. There's more classical music for you as the afternoon comes on. We have a trio of wonderful performers, Marta Argerich, Keaton Kramer, and Misha Maisky, playing piano, violin, and cello, respectively, in a wonderful fantasy shtuk or fantasy piece by Robert Schumann, as well as the Scottish National Orchestra, with us a bit later on in the hour, for a Persian fantasy by French composer Benjamin Goddard. That's all just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll spend our time next with members of the Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan to enjoy music in much the same vein as the previous tune, a delightful waltz from composer Joseph Strauss, although I should warn you, this particular one is said to have the power to induce abnormal mental states. Yes, they call this one the Delirium Waltz. For you next on Kansas Public Radio. And that applause for the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Herbert von Karajan in the Delirium Waltz from Joseph Strauss here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 is the time. The Scottish National Orchestra has a performance for us ahead in the second half of the hour, where we'll enjoy a beautiful creation for piano and orchestra from French composer Benjamin Goddard, known as the Persian Fantasy. Stay with us for that here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. The hot summer temperatures aren't going anywhere just yet. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for the entire KPR listening area, and it'll last until 8 p.m. this evening. Temperatures this afternoon should fetch up near 100 degrees, with heat indexes as hot as 111. It's 89 here at the KU campus, with partly cloudy skies. Now tonight, we should have lows in the mid-70s, but it looks like showers and thunderstorms are going to be likely. We have a 60% chance of showers expected for late this evening in the overnight hours, 10% chance of showers for tomorrow, and it should cool off ever so slightly for tomorrow to about the mid-90s. Next on KPR, we're with a powerhouse trio of musicians, pianist Marta Argerich, violinist Keaton Kramer, and cellist Misha Maisky, for music by Robert Schumann from his chamber music period, a wonderful fantasy shtuk or fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. From Robert Schumann, Opus 88, a fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello, played by pianist Marta Argerich, violinist Guidon Kramer, and the cellist Misha Maisky, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:41, and at the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR, followed by more classical music, till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You won't believe the soloists that we've got on tomorrow evening's Classics Live. A soloist who is still in Lawrence High School, Matthew Liu, will astound you with his sensitive and mature playing. Join us for the Third Piano Sonata of Beethoven, the reminiscences of Don Juan by Liszt, and much more. Teen Artistry on Classics Live tomorrow night at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we're with the Scottish National Orchestra, and some music for you now by French composer Benjamin Goddard of the 19th century, a composer who nowadays is mainly remembered for the themes and melodies from one of his operas known as Jocelyn. But here's something else he wrote in 1894, during a time when there was a particular fascination or particularity in French musical society for the exotic or the so-called oriental style. This is known as Benjamin Goddard's Persian Fantasy. Martin Yates leads the Scottish National Orchestra with pianist Victor San Giorgio on KPR. The Persian Fantasy by French composer Benjamin Goddard from 1894, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Martin Yates, along with pianist Victor San Giorgio here on KPR. Just about time for NPR News. In the next hour, we'll hear the famous octet by Mendelssohn. That and much more still to come on KPR.
Throughout Kamala Hesse on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Rates as inflation moderates and the job market shows signs of cooling. The Dow is up 267 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Just a little dash of music there from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet Ballet, Dance of the Girls. Conductor Pavel Yevi and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra getting things started here in this 1 o'clock hour of KPR's Classical Music on a Wednesday afternoon. Very glad you could be a part of things. I'm Jeff Watson with more classical music to share. Some famous chamber music written by a young Felix Mendelssohn coming up a bit later. The combined forces of the Cleveland Quartet and Meloria String Quartet and the Octet in E-flat major. Plus a bit later, we'll hear three Nigerian dances for orchestra. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Next on KPR, we have music from a Swedish composer born in the late 18th century, lived mainly in the 19th century, Franz Berwald, who in addition to being a composer was a person who wore many hats. He made his living as an orthopedist and also the manager of both a sawmill and a glass factory. Composing was a passion he pursued privately and never really attained the recognition that he quite deserved in his lifetime, but we'll take some time to enjoy one of his tone poems, this one they call Serious and Joyful Fancies, as played by the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Ulf Björlin on KPR. A tone poem known as Serious and Joyful Fancies from Swedish composer Franz Berwald. The recording of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ulf Björlin, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's creeping up on 117, and in the second half of the hour, we await the South African Broadcast Corporation Orchestra and three Nigerian dances for orchestra. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for stopping by to enjoy classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car taking up space in your garage? If so, Kansas Public Radio's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming that you count on every day. You can donate your car and be eligible for a tax deduction. It's all online over at kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we'll settle back to enjoy some wonderful chamber music written by Felix Mendelssohn as a young man, of 16 in the fall of 1825. Most of the time before this particular piece, composers wrote string quartets for chamber music performance. In this case, Mendelssohn essentially combines two string quartets, but not to be playing as one quartet side by side with another, but rather a fully integrated, interwoven ensemble, which in the score Mendelssohn wrote that the piece should be played by all the instruments in the style of a symphony. His octet in E-flat major, which will combine the forces of the Cleveland and Meliora string quartets, next on Kansas Public Radio. Felix Mendelssohn wrote that at age 16 in 1825, his octet in E-flat major. That performance given by the combined forces of the Cleveland and Meliora string quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 1:50, 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, and we're enjoying classical music till 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. At the KU campus, 92 degrees. An excessive heat warning in effect for the KPR listening area that'll last until 8 p.m. this evening. High temperatures near 100 for this afternoon. Heat indexes as hot as 111. Tonight's lows in the mid-70s, and late tonight, especially overnight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That should help it cool off just a tad for tomorrow, where high temperatures are expected in the mid-90s. We'll leave you with a recording of the South African Broadcasting Corporation Orchestra for three Nigerian dances from composer Samuel Akpabio, next on KPR. Three Nigerian dances for orchestra from composer Samuel Akpabio, played by the South African Broadcasting Corporation Orchestra this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 2 o'clock, and we're about ready for NPR News. Then we'll get into the next hour of classical music, where there are quite a few surprises. A wonderful Hungarian rondo by Zoltán Kodály, Beethoven as well, and his Eighth Symphony. That and much more still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Rally there later today. Linnea Anderson, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, and a famous tune by composer Frank Bridge called Cherry Ripe, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have you back along. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon for a little while longer, until 3 p.m. This hour we'll indulge in the music of Beethoven. Symphony No. 8 is Along in a Bit, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. And from 1934, a very stunning quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp, a wonderful assortment by the ever-enjoyable French composer Jean Francais. That's all just ahead of us. We have next a stunning performance from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and lively music by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály. Here's one of his very few orchestral creations, a Hungarian rondo, for you next on KPR. An exciting Hungarian rondo from Zoltán Kodály, as played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2:20. We're about 10 minutes away from a recording of the Philadelphia Orchestra with a Beethoven symphony, his eighth, coming up in a few short minutes, here on KPR on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info booth Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. If you're looking for something to do this evening, the Heartland Chamber Music Festival are having their summer concerts all this week. Tonight at 7 p.m. at Yardley Hall at the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, a 7 p.m. performance with guests from the Miami String Quartet. A wonderful evening of chamber music in store for us there. Find out more about the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and how to attend all events over at heartlandchambermusic.org. Our next recording is of music written in 1934 from French composer Jean Francais. Beautiful assembly of instruments with the quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp put on by the Mobius Ensemble. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1934, Quintet for Flute, String, Trio, and Harp by Jean Francais. Performed today by the musicians of the Mobius Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is almost 2:32 at 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News heads your way. Later on tonight, classical music continues with Destiny, your host, from 7 to 9 this evening. And on for the program for tonight, music by Shostakovich, who, as it turns out, could be at times a jazzy guy when he wanted to be. And you'll get to find that out tonight during evening classical music, along with some dazzling music about flowers and Beethoven and his Seventh Symphony, all of which should make for a very pleasant evening. Classical music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Our excessive heat warning continues for the KPR listening area until 8 p.m. this evening. It's about 94 degrees here on the KU campus, and it should warm up to about 100 for this afternoon. Heat index values making it feel as hot as 111 at times. But the winds are going to pick up, and by tonight we should have cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-70s, and we have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those are expected mainly in the late night and overnight hours. By tomorrow, a 10% chance of showers for the morning, becoming sunny, and it'll cool off just a tad to about the mid-90s. Lows around 71 for Thursday night, and then on Friday, sunny with a high of 92. So as mentioned, we've got a Beethoven symphony for you this evening when Destiny is your host for classical music, but we happen to have a Beethoven symphony for you right now. Beethoven's Eighth Symphony in F Major, which was written when he was about 41 years old, around the year of 1812. And not a good time necessarily in Beethoven's life. His health was bad, his family relationships were bad, and his professional life was at a struggle, but none of that seems to be reflected in the generally light-hearted and cheerful mood of the Eighth Symphony in F Major, which you were fondly referred to as My Little Symphony in F. Conductor Riccardo Muti here to lead the Philadelphia Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 8 in F Major by Beethoven, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Riccardo Muti, today on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's just about 3 o'clock. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. It's always a pleasure sharing classical music with you on through the afternoons, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Of course, keep it right here for All Things Considered, for all the very latest news, and of course, there's more classical music in store for you this evening when Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 p.m., and there'll be another symphony by Beethoven for you to enjoy, Symphony No. 7, along with music by Shostakovich and others. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.